This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Well, there can be little question how supporters of President Donald Trump feel about his making a quick nomination to the Supreme Court, chanting, "Fill that seat," as he was campaigning at a rally just outside of Toledo, Ohio last night.
Great. We will fill that seat. It's going to go quickly. Probably announce the person. I don't want to make the men too angry. It will be a woman. Is that okay?
The raging debate, of course, the vacant Supreme Court seat since the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president has stated the nomination will be forthcoming and soon. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will then exercise his constitutional prerogative to fast-track the nomination, even though he wasn't so inclined for the President Barack Obama nomination of Merrick Garland in 2016. Outside the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., a makeshift memorial grows hourly with flowers, sympathy cards and poetry, along with the thoughts of this one young lady who stopped by to pay her respects.
Her final wishes were appropriate, and I think they should be respected. And after I put down my flowers and my sign and my candle, I came off to the side, and I said a prayer for this country, and I asked that they honor her wishes and that they wait.
Meanwhile, President Trump met yesterday with Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House as the conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Escalating conflict and deteriorating food security in northern Mozambique, where more than 300,000 people have abandoned their homes and crops, could see crisis levels of food insecurity continue into 2021. That according to the World Food Program in a warning today. This is VOA News. The UN's first virtual meeting of world leaders was set to start Tuesday with pre-recorded speeches from some of the planet's biggest powers kept at home by the coronavirus pandemic that will likely be a dominant theme at their video gathering this year. Among those expected to speak today are U.S. President Donald Trump and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, whose countries have reported the highest and second highest coronavirus death tolls, respectively. Also on deck are President Xi Jinping of China, where the virus originated, and President Vladimir Putin of Russia, which has raised international eyebrows with its rapid vaccine development. As we speak, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is announcing new restrictions on social interaction today as the government tries to slow the spread of the coronavirus before it spirals out of control. Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove told Sky News earlier that pubs and restaurants across England will be ordered to close at 10 p.m., and people who can work from home will be encouraged to do so, reversing the government drive to get people back to the office. Prime Minister will release further details of the government's plan as he is speaking right now in the House of Commons. In the United States, a Harvard University public health professor is criticizing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for changing its position on the airborne spread of COVID-19 and what is considered a safe distance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
CDC had posted and then took down on Friday a new position. There's growing evidence the new coronavirus can spread through small aerosolized droplets and travel farther than 6 feet from a cough, a sneeze, singing, and simple breathing. That's why people should wear a mask to reduce contact with either large or small virus particles. Now that new information is labeled premature, causing some to speculate the backpedaling could be political pressure. Harvard University's Dr. Howard Koh, who used to work at the Department of Health and Human Services, says the CDC has to emphasize the importance of airborne transmission, and it's even more critical to wear a mask as we head into the difficult fall and winter season. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Chinese city on the border with Myanmar last week began testing thousands of residents for the coronavirus after two Myanmar migrants tested positive. In Ruili, a Yunnan province transit point for the porous 2,200-kilometer border, officials issued a lockdown order. China declared Ruili was in a wartime mode as officials launched an effort to test some 200,000 people. By Thursday, or 2 weeks after the first two cases were detected, more than 360 testing sites. So far, no positive tests. Joe Palca, VOA News. News.